Tuesday, which took place yesterday. Of course, big days for both Donald Trump and for Joe Biden as they march along to their respective parties' nominations.
Absolutely, and really not too many surprises, but now we're getting word out of Nikki Haley's camp, right?
We are. 10 o'clock this morning Eastern Time, Nikki Haley will make an announcement. That's what her campaign has announced in Charleston, South Carolina. That's her home. And the announcement likely will be that she is dropping out of the race for the Republican nomination. She's ending her bid for the presidency in this election cycle, and I'm sure it's disappointing for her. After all the energy, resources, time that she's put into this campaign. But, you know, I think the results from Super Tuesday really put the writing on the wall that it was not going to happen this election cycle. There is no path for her to be the Republican nominee.
Right. And I mean, she edged out a victory in Vermont, and I think she kind of feels like she made her point, but she's not going to spend money to go any further.
Well, that's right. And it's difficult to imagine even a wealthy donor investing in Nikki Haley's campaign in the sense that she does not have a path to be the Republican nominee. Yes, she won in two primaries, Washington, D.C., and also in Vermont, but that's it. That's all she can really show for her efforts. Certainly the second most delegates will have been accumulated by Nikki Haley, but Donald Trump, well on his way to being the presumptive Republican nominee. It's going to be a rematch, Pam, in November, Donald Trump versus Joe Biden.
And here we go. we kind of knew it was going to happen, but now it's pretty much becoming official. And so did we learn anything else from Super Tuesday yesterday?
Well, I think we learned that, you know, the parties, the Democratic Party for Biden, the Republican Party for Donald Trump, they are not united just yet. There's a lot of time. There's 8 months to go until Election Day, but they are not united behind Donald Trump or Joe Biden, and both of these candidates have some work to do to unite the party. And, you know, as it relates to Donald Trump, he has campaigned, it seems, as a MAGA Republican. Really, I have not seen much outreach to independent voters, but now that Nikki Haley has dropped out, Donald Trump can turn his attention to the general election, and we'll see. We'll see if he has some outreach to independent voters. After all, Pam, they are the voters that decide presidential elections. We saw that in 2016. We saw that in 2020. And I think we'll see it again in this election cycle.
Yeah, and also Joe Biden will have to do the same thing, correct?
Joe Biden has been doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the luxuries of being the incumbent, not having to worry about an opponent, is that you can already talk about the general election. And he's been doing that out on the campaign trail. You know, not only distinguishing his record from that of his predecessor, but also criticizing Donald Trump by name. And beyond that, reaching out, that's what you're going to see during the State of the Union addresses, which is tomorrow night, him reaching out to moderates, to independent voters, to those who would describe themselves as disaffected Republicans. I think that will be the theme of tomorrow night's State of the Union address, which will be delivered nationally televised audience. At 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I also saw Kristen Sinema is decided she won't run for re-election this year.
Yeah, that's right. She is ending her time in the U.S. Senate. She put out a statement and a video statement in which she indicated that her brand of politics is not a brand that is playing well in her home state of Arizona. And so she will not be on the ballot in 2024. It's going to be Ruben Gallego, the Democratic standard bearer against someone you know quite well, someone who's run for governor of Arizona before and someone who really is divisive. And so that is the race that we'll see before this. I think that Republicans had been hoping that Kristen Sinema runs again in the sense that she potentially could have been a spoiler and taken away votes from the Democrat in the race. But now it's going to be a one-on-one matchup, Republican against Democrat in Arizona in the November election.
Yeah, it's Carrie Lake, right? Isn't that who it is?
Carrie Lake. Thank
yes.
you. Yes, that's exactly right.
Oh, that is going to be a rough one. They'll be keeping eyes on that. That could get very nasty.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, boy. And then we have Adam Schiff. He'll be going up against Steve Garvey, the former Major League Baseball MVP, right? Yeah.
Well, that's right. You never know what's going to happen in California.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Californians do their own thing. You know, they elected Arnold Schwarzenegger governor. And so can a Republican win in a state like California? Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger proved that a Republican can win in California. That's the most recent history of a statewide win by a Republican in that state. So we'll see if Steve Garvey can follow that same path that Arnold Schwarzenegger paved, or whether it is a blue state and it's just so difficult for a Republican to win statewide.
All right. Well, you get yourself ready for the State of the Union. And
I will.
Then we'll chat about it on Friday.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much, Pam. Thanks for having me on today. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.